What's going on, my Daily Grinders? Today, we have a very special guest on episode 2 of the Daily Grind. Her name is Evelyn. She goes by Fit by Evelyn on Instagram. She's a health and fitness influencer who has had a passion for helping young women become the best versions of themselves. So I'm super excited to have her on the podcast today. This is episode 2 of the Daily Grind. What's going on, Daily Grinders? Today we have Evelyn in the studio.
Hello, hello. How's it going?
I really appreciate you for coming on and kind of just tell everyone a little bit about yourself. I know your Instagram account is Fit by Evelyn, and you are a fitness and health influencer. So, but kind of tell your story and where you come from.
Yeah. So I was born in Arizona, but I basically have been back and forth from here in San Francisco my whole life. So I have a lot of family in San Francisco, a lot of family here. My immediate family is here. But I have kind of grown up in two different cultures because San Francisco is, there's a lot of Russians and I'm a Russian speaking Armenian.
Sure.
So I grew up in that culture and then here. So that's where I'm from. And then I was a gymnast growing up and I got injured when I was 16. So I tore both my labrums and my hips. So I had shifted hips, I had surgeries, I had all that fun stuff.
Wow.
So I basically gained a bunch of weight. And so I fell into like this hole of gaining more and more weight, didn't know what to do to help myself because I wasn't doing gymnastics anymore. And so I fell in love with fitness. My mom got me the Costco 24-hour fitness membership.
Yep.
She's like, you're gonna go to the gym, I'm gonna make you chicken salad. And so I actually fell in love with it after that. It was like my escape. I don't know what, it just like made me feel so good going to the gym. I would literally go after like doing hours of homework at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, so, just want to get in the gym and kind of get active. As far as going through some of those injuries, you know, I mean, I could only imagine as far as your mindset and kind of going through some of those struggles. Where were you kind of mentally as far as when you first found out that you got injured and going through all that?
So I first tore one of my labrums in my hips and I didn't notice anything. I just noticed some discomfort when I was doing gymnastics. I was also a dancer. So I noticed some discomfort and then I had a competition and I went on stage and I did like a jump that basically led to the second tear of my labrum. So that was when like everything stopped. I couldn't do dance anymore. I couldn't do gymnastics anymore. That's all I knew. I would go to school and right after school, I would go to practice for hours and hours. That's all I knew. So it was like my life kind of felt like my life ended. So yeah, my mental state was not there.
Yep.
At all. So yeah, it really sucked. But that finding the gym after going through all that like really helped me. It actually is like my prescription medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I think that's something that's huge because a lot of us kind of do go through some of these struggles and kind of search for that outlet and want to get away from kind of not block out the world, but kind of just kind of escape from reality and go into your zone and kind of hone in on that. And that's something that fitness for me was huge and wanted to really just get away from any of the struggles and some of the stressful things that were going on in life. And the gym was something that I found that I could kind of just get away, plug in my headphones and kind of just tune the outside world in. And so, that's huge for me. And, as far as training goes, do you kind of just focus on specific trainings or do you have like, I know you're a certified personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take that through NASM or?
Yeah. So I got my certification through NASM. But I have been through so many different like types of training. So I've been through it all where like all I did was HIIT workouts and I saw really good success with that. But then like, when I got into college, I started doing that and drinking, and it just kind of didn't really mix well. I started actually after I lost all my weight, I started to gain weight again. Oh, wow. Basically.
Was it just from drinking? Or?
Literally just from drinking.
Wow.
It's so crazy how alcohol has a huge impact on weight gain. People don't realize it. It's not the actual alcohol that makes you gain weight. It's the alcohol mixed with the food that you eat with it.
Oh, wow. Is it how your body's kind of breaking it down?
Right, exactly. So the foods that you eat when you're drunk and stuff are pizza and stuff like that. So yep. It's like
high carbs.
Yeah, exactly. So your body's reaction is to store fat. So basically, I gained a bunch of weight again, and I started working out again, and I started going to a regular gym and just focusing on weightlifting. Mm-hmm. I've had trainers before, so I already knew like what I was doing there. So I started weightlifting and I started shedding off weight, really loving it. I became so obsessed with nutrition. I learned everything about it. I'm certified through NASM as well in nutrition. But I want to get deeper into that one day, and obviously I kind of want to be a dietitian as well, so because I'm so passionate about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, all of that kind of led me into finding a love to help other people, because I kind of already went through the weight gain, the weight loss a few times.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to show people that I've been through it, I've been in their shoes, and I want to help them as well, like I helped myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely. Would you, now I know that you can't just tell somebody, you know, cut partying out or anything like mm-hmm. that. What would you say for somebody that does kind of party but wants to have a healthier lifestyle and kind of balance that diet out as well?
I think you kind of have to choose, you know what I'm saying? I think you can definitely earn it, but I don't think the goal should always be that you need a drink to earn your, like, I don't know. I think you just have to pick and choose what you want. What are your goals? Do you want to go party and black out every weekend?
Yep.
Or do you have a certain body type that you want to achieve? You know, you have to kind of pick and choose. You can obviously still go out once in a while. Mm-hmm. I do, for sure. I haven't stopped drinking completely. I have my nights where I drink a ton of wine, ton of tequila and stuff, and I still reach my goals, but I think it's all about balance.
Yep.
For sure.
Definitely, and I think life balance is something huge, especially when it comes to, you know, your lifestyle of partying, going out, and then also your diet does play a huge part in that as well.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned on your Instagram intuitive eating. Kind mm-hmm. of explain to us exactly what intuitive eating is.
So intuitive eating is something everyone has a different definition. So I think it's completely wrong to people explain intuitive eating as you eat when you want, however you want it. And I don't think that is the right message to tell people, because if you're going to eat whatever you want when you want it, you're not really going to make progress. You know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think it's important to listen to your body. It's important to eat when you're hungry. It's important to not eat when you're not hungry. It's important to eat nutrient-dense foods. I think snacks are pointless. You shouldn't have to snack throughout the day. If you're eating nutrient-dense foods,
yeah.
you're not going to be hungry for a snack. When you're snacking, you're bored, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So intuitive eating to me is that I eat based on how I feel. I don't weigh myself on a scale ever. I go by how I'm looking. If I look like I'm a little bit too frail, I start to up my calories a little bit.
Yeah.
If I look like I can maybe do some work with cardio or something like that, I'm looking myself in the mirror, I'm gonna go do some more cardio. I go all based on looks. I never look at the scale. So I think that's what intuitive eating is.
So it's really just kind of listening and watching your body as you go along.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And as far as meals then, if you say eating snacks are bad, how many meals should you be taking in daily?
I think it all kind of depends on what your body needs as well. Like, I'm not saying that snacks are bad. Snacks are good.
Okay.
But, like, if you are going to snack, that means you're not eating enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you want to, if you are going to look for snacks, you need to look at what your meals are looking like
okay.
now. So if you're having 3 eggs in the morning and you want a snack between lunch, maybe you should increase how many eggs you're eating or make a bigger breakfast.
Yep.
You know, make it a little bit more nutrient dense. Add some spinach in there. Make it an omelet. I don't know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
As far as losing weight and dieting goes, would you say cardio is a key factor in that?
No. My girls, I don't have them do too much cardio, and if anything, I have them run sprints in the beginning of the workout or the end of the workout, or finish with like 10 minutes of the Stairmaster on a high speed.
Okay.
But I don't think cardio is not the key factor to weight loss. It's a supplement, I think, for sure. But you can totally lose weight by just weightlifting, lifting heavy, have a program, have something written out. You can totally achieve your goals, and especially having a right meal plan.
Meal plan,
yeah.
Definitely. And as far as when it comes to dieting and your nutrition, you know, a lot of myths you hear, you have to be in a caloric deficit in mm-hmm. order to lose weight. Is that kind of true as far as just losing weight in general, being in that caloric deficit?
If you want to lose weight, for sure. You need to be eating, burning more than you're eating, for sure. If you want to lose weight, that's just how it is.
Definitely.
And it also, the types of food that you're eating is what matters also.
Okay.
You know? So,
yeah,
for sure. I think you definitely need to be. Because if I'm ever eating too much, I'm gaining weight.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you believe in bro dieting as far as just chicken, rice, and broccoli?
I think it's boring.
Okay.
I believe in it for sure. It works.
Exactly.
It works.
It's proven.
Yeah, it's proven it works. But, I mean, do you really want to eat that every single day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't, because that's really boring. I like to spice up my meals. I like to create something different. I don't like eating the same thing every single day. I order from this company called Next Step Meal Prep, which I really like because they have a variety of meals to choose from every week.
Okay.
And they're different. You can have pasta if you want to, you know. I include pasta in my meals every day sometimes. As long as it's in my calories, it's in my carb intake and stuff like that, then it's completely fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. And was that a sponsor, or is that a company that you actually trust?
I do work with them, but
okay.
I only work with companies that I actually trust.
Definitely.
And I like them too because we're in Arizona, and they work with so many people in Arizona.
Okay.
So it's easy. They deliver to your door, so it's like, it's so nice. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's a locally owned company for sure.
Yeah.
I want to take a kind of a turn on this. Mental health and anxiety is kind of huge as far as fitness goes, just because, you know, it is kind of an outlet for some people. But you did mention that you kind of struggled with anxiety in your past. Kind of explain and go into more depth as far as how you handled some of your anxiety in the past.
Right. So anxiety is tricky because in this country, or I'm sure in other countries too, but we have a really bad problem with masking your problems. So what they do here to mask our problems is prescribing medication.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, yeah, it's gonna help you, but also I've been there. It helps me, but also it numbs me. It makes me emotionless. It doesn't make me a real person. It's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got off those medications of anti-anxiety, antidepressants, I literally became bubbly again, like my own self, happy. It seriously makes, I don't know, it's just like, it's so crazy. And there's other ways and there's other outlets to curing your anxiety. For me, I take time in my day to wake up early, have a routine, do some meditation. I have this book called, what's it called? It's by Ryan Holiday. It's a Daily Stoic. I read it every day. I practice stoicism. There's like little excerpts every day of
it's like daily affirmations.
Yeah, exactly. I journal every single day. I write down all my affirmations in my journal. I manifest, and all of that has helped me so much to defeat my anxiety. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely steps that can be taken, and I've had anxiety my whole life, and I thought that the only cure was medication, but there's so many, you can dig so much deeper. Yep,
just natural cures for anxiety. And,
exactly.
And that's not the first time I've heard that, you know, subscription medication for anxiety does kind of mask some of the symptoms, and you don't feel kind of like yourself on some of those subscription medications.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of searching for some of those natural remedies for anxiety, such as even journaling, reading,
right,
listening to podcasts, doing yoga. Hot yoga for me is something that's huge as far as anxiety.
Going to yoga after this.
Yep, exactly. Going to yoga and kind of just, even if it's once or twice out of the week, that's something that's huge for me, just because, you know, the first 15 minutes into yoga, you're going to have kind of a fresh mindset, kind of just relaxing. They teach you to be kind of present within yourself.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, those first 15 minutes, even after yoga, I'm feeling my best, and that's where some of my most creative thoughts are.
Oh my gosh, yes.
As far as journaling goes, why do you think that's kind of a big thing for anxiety?
It's really big because I feel like it's so hard to talk to someone. If you can't afford maybe like to go to a therapist, I think your next option is to journal, because you get to write down all of your feelings. You have to face your feelings. And I think the first step to take to facing your feelings is writing them down. Okay. So you can be sad. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be in the dumps. It's okay to have feelings. And it's really important to just write them down and look at them. And just like, honestly, I write prayers in my journals as well, and it helps me, you know, get to where I need to be. Mm-hmm. I literally write, I don't have anxiety, I don't have anxiety, I don't have anxiety, 10 times in my journal every single day.
Yeah.
And it makes that big of a difference.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Because you can literally just see it and write it down.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just like, it kind of just tells your brain, you know, to switch, or you kind of put you in a different mindset. Do you think the types of foods that you're eating kind of affect depression?
Absolutely.
And anxiety?
Absolutely.
Okay.
For sure. When I'm eating like pizza the whole weekend, if I'm drinking the whole weekend,
yep,
the next Monday, I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Like I feel so down. I feel upset at myself.
Exactly.
You know? So that just adds to it. Also, there are studies coming out right now that the food that you eat can help cure Alzheimer's. Food is medicine.
Yeah.
That's why it's here. That's why we eat it. It's our medicine. It helps us grow. Eating plants, eating grass-fed, whatever you believe in, you know, vegans or whatever, like, that's all really good, you know?
Exactly.
It's gonna help you. For sure, I believe it. I mean, helps me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's times where I'll feel a little bit anxious and I'll kind of catch myself eating and kind of just binging out on junk food, and then I kind of have to like put that away and rush put it away and kind of just come to my senses, and that's where I'll kind of search for outlets like listening to podcasts, going to the gym, kind of healthier resources to kind of overcome some of that anxious feeling and anxiety that I'm experiencing as well. So
I think podcasts for sure for me is like an anxiety reliever too. Listening to someone else speak. And then also, it's like it's listening to like a self-help or something like that.
Exactly.
Podcast, or learning something new.
Yep.
Like recently, I did a Skillshare class and I learned graphic design. And I started my own graphic design business.
Wow.
So like that literally it just relieved anxiety because I'm learning something.
Exactly.
You know?
And I feel like that kind of sparks something creative in you as well, because you're learning new things and kind of just taking in knowledge that you haven't really had before, so your brain's always growing. And that's something that fitness just in general has taught me in life, is building that foundation but also having that growth mindset of always learning.
Exactly.
You know? Fitness isn't just building muscle, losing weight.
No, it's just deeper.
Yep, exactly. It's kind of expanding that mind as well and kind of growing that mindset. As far as, you know, getting started in trying to figure out, okay, let me implement these healthy things into my life, what's the first thing that you should get started on? Is it diet? Is it your workout routine? What do you think it would be?
I think first figure out what you want to do.
Okay.
I feel like first write down your goals. I feel like start there. And then if you want to lose weight, start drinking some water.
Okay.
All day. It'll literally refresh you.
Yeah.
Wake up early. It'll motivate you to keep working.
Definitely.
Have a good day, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's the first step you should take.
For sure. And for some of the, do you just coach females, males?
Okay. Yeah. So I only coach females, and we do like one-on-one sessions, two-on-one sessions. And sometimes I do group sessions and stuff like that. And I actually recently became an F45 trainer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we're opening up a new location in Old Town Scottsdale.
Okay.
And I'm going to be a trainer there. And it's opening November 9th, I believe. So we're kind of like getting ready for it, but it's going to be super fun. So I'll get to train more men and women.
Exactly.
You know, more in a group setting. It's more of like my vibe too, because I'm so loud and I love being around people. So I'm super excited to do some burpees next to people and get them amped up and stuff like that. So it'll be so fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And where can some of our audience reach you out as far as some of your platforms and where to get you as far as some nutritional guides and plans?
Yeah, so you can reach out to me at Fit by Evelyn on my Instagram page, and I have a few applications. The link in my bio that you can fill out, whatever you want to do, nutrition, workout, whatever you got to do. But you got to be a girl, so.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Well, Evelyn, I appreciate you for joining me on the show.
Thank
I know
you.
It was short, but... appreciate all of your time, and it was great to have you.
Thank you.
Hey, before you guys go, just wanted to say thank you guys for listening to episode 2 of The Daily Grind. It truly means a lot to me. Please subscribe if you haven't, and share it with a friend or family member that you may think may benefit from this podcast. So just getting started, episode 2 of The Daily Grind.